KN4RJN, radio check, please.
KN4VWA.
Back to the original configuration, but I'm still getting some static. I get your voices coming through, but I've got some static. Are you mobile?
Negative. I just pulled back in here to the house.
Well, I don't know if it's you or me, but it sounds a whole lot like it did before, so I suspect it's me.
Okay. What I want you to do, I want you to take your squelch control and turn it all the way off and listen and see if the sound that it's making as you turn the squelch up changes at all, and go to all the way max without touching anything but the squelch.
Squelch level one right now. Steve, go ahead and give me a long count, please.
Okay, what I was talking about is without transmitting, see if the squelch knocks out all the background static.
No static unless somebody's transmitting to me.
Now, are you hearing that?
Don't know who's doing that, but yeah, I heard it.
It'd be me.
Give me a long count again, please.
Roger, long count. Let's say 1, 2, 3, 4. Also give you a... Wow, is that... Okay, here's your long count and about, 5 seconds of dead key.
You got to keep transmitting so I can get all the way through my squelch settings.
Roger. I'll give you some poetry. I'll give you the rain in Spain falls mainly in the plains. And now I'm getting some feedback through my unit. So I'm not sure that it's you, but the rain in Spain falls mainly in the plain. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, how many peppers did Peter Piper pick?
All the way through at that time, and it didn't make a spit's worth of difference.
What you should hear if you run the squelch all the way down is all the noise and all the racket in the background, and as you go up on the squelch, it should take it all away. Give that a try.
I started at 1 and worked my way all the way up to 9, and it doesn't make an appreciable difference at all, so... I'm not sure where it's coming from, but it appears to be coming from inside my radio.
Okay, well, I've got a 2-meter, 440, power meter, SWR meter over here. I don't know that that would help us all that much, but we can sure throw it on there and see what your radio's doing.
I don't know what the wild animal call was in the background there, but yeah, it's a possibility. You're coming through. It's scratchy, but you're readable. If everybody else comes through like that this evening, then I can go ahead and run the net. Otherwise, I might have to get somebody else to pull it for me.
N4VDC.
This is KN4RJN.
I just want to add my 2 cents. This is Rich. I'm assuming that you have squelch noise constant, no matter what the setting. What happens when you disconnect the antenna?
I don't know, but my guess would be I won't get anything. But hang on here just a second, and I will. BWA KI4DOS.
not much, Dave. Where are you?
I am at my house, which is just about 5 or 10 minutes out of Inman to the northwest.
Just curious. You must be running your transceiver up towards high power because I've got you over half scale on reverse here in Easley.
Well, yeah, on this I usually do because I travel. Like earlier today I was up in Gaffney, but it doesn't go over 50 watt.
That was not the gist. I was just letting you know that I could copy you on reverse from Inman. Here at the house in Easley.
Well, okay, that's good. You know what? I will give credit to this diamond mobile antenna that I've got. It's an X50A. I always thought it was a really good antenna, but now I know it is.
I'm talking to John. He'll be back in a minute. I'll get off of here. He was down at the bottom of the noise floor. I could barely hear him, but you were over half scale on reverse here at the house. But there again, I don't know where his location is, if he's transmitting on a beam or what. But it was pretty cool.
Yep. Well, John is about 2 or 3 miles from me, a little bit closer to Inman, and I don't think his radio is but a 25 watt. So. But I really do think that he's got an issue in the radio. That's why I offered to loan him my SWR power meter and see what it was actually putting out. But yeah, I believe that radio of his is a 25 watt. And did you hear what he was saying about when transmit mode? His squelch made no difference from bottom to top.
He says there's something wrong in the radio. If he is not transmitting and turns the squelch wide open where there is no squelch or you know, turns it to zero, it should be real noisy. If he increases the squelch up, say from 1 to 9, somewhere in the 2 to 3 or 4 range, it should cut all the noise out and should stay that way the rest of the way up. If it does not do that, he's got a problem with the squelch circuit on his radio.
KN4RJN. John, are you in there again?
Yeah, I'm still here. I've got to run this antenna wire up and hook it to the ceiling. When I raise it up, when it's down, it's too close to the computer. I think it's getting some stuff in there. But as I raised it up and Gary was talking, a whole lot of that noise disappeared. So I'm going back to my original configuration. Gary, are you still in there?
Yeah, I'm here, John.
Signal now?
Your signal's good. I didn't try you on reverse, but go ahead and I'll try it on reverse and see if I can copy you on reverse now.
Well, hurry, my arm's getting tired. I'm holding this antenna wire up. KI4DOS, KN4RJN.
Hey, go ahead, John.
Reverse.
Well, it's not like Steve. Like I said, Steve, I got him over half scale on reverse. But you were down towards the noise floor. I could hear somebody talking in there, but I couldn't understand what was being said.
Roger, how about now?
Want me to check it on reverse? You have to talk just a little bit longer than that.
Well, the dog's barking at somebody, so I don't know if there's somebody on the porch delivering them. Going crazy, but in any event, how's the signal?
Repeater, you are perfectly wonderful, John. Sound like you're sitting right here next to me. But on reverse, on the input to the repeater, you're way down. Like I said, I can just barely hear you. And it's not coming in. But I don't know, Steve may be running a little more power than you are, and he may be a little higher elevation or whatnot. But he's full solid in there on reverse. But that's okay. That's not a problem. What most people don't realize is that, you know, if they can hit the repeater full quieting with 5 watts or less, the repeater's going to retransmit their signal at 25 watts. If they have to use 100 watts to get into the repeater, you know, okay. But if you don't need that much, if you're close and using 50 watts to get into the repeater, it's going to retransmit your signal at 25, so it doesn't matter. So as long as you can get into the repeater full quieting the way you are now, you're not going to have any trouble calling the net unless you have trouble on the receive end with the static and stuff, John.
John, am I mistaken? Isn't your radio a 25 watt?
I believe it's a 50, but I've cured the static problem. I'm standing here with the antenna wire looped over the top of my head because my arm got tired. I've got it back inside hanging upside down from the ceiling fan, and when I raise the antenna wire up, that eliminates a whole lot of the static, because when I don't, it runs down below or under my desk real close to my computer, and I think that's where it's picking up some of it. So I'm going to go get something to hook it to the rafter up there to get it up out of my way and carry on. So you guys have a good day, and I'll be back on the air here in a little while.
Hey, John, I believe what's going on is you're picking up some kind of interference as that feed line goes out where you're sending it out. You're picking up some kind of interference, bud. But that still doesn't sound right on your squelch. So later on today, if you want to bring that thing over by here and we'll put it on one of my antennas and test it over here, love to do that for you. Wouldn't take 15 minutes. So let me know. Well, I'm going to go take my better half for a late lunch at some sort of nice place since it's Friday and she's off, and I will talk to you guys later. KN4RJN, Gary, I'm trying to remember your prefix. DOS, you guys have a good day. KN4VWA, clear.
KN4RJN, clear.
Okay, Steve, John, y'all have a good afternoon. Now, Rich, we didn't mean to leave you out. Come on back in there if you'd like. But, John, if that's the problem, you're getting a little RF either from your computer or, some, you know, it may be coming in on the power lines or something if they've got internet over the power line. You know, I mean, over, you know what I'm talking about, in your area. But it sounds like you're getting some stray RF in there. One other thing to check real quick is the make sure the grounds on your coax or in your connectors are making good contact. It could be a possibility of a bad connector connection in a connector. I'll get that out in a minute. But I hope y'all get that straightened out. Have a great afternoon, and we'll be listening for you on the net this evening. KN4VWA and KN4RJN, KI4DOS. And Rich, again, I didn't mean to leave you out, and I didn't catch your call sign. So if you want to pick it up, go ahead.
The call sign is November 4, Victor Delta Charlie. And John, if you disconnect the antenna, does the squelch work normal?
I dropped the antenna wire and it got static again. Say again, over.
Wondering if you disconnect the antenna, does the squelch work normal?
When I get static is when somebody is transmitting besides me. When I disconnect the antenna, it just goes dead. So, you know, I don't get anything. But I'm going to get something to hook this antenna wire up away from my computer and the other wires here, because that's where it's picking up a whole lot of that static, and then I'll be back on here in a bit. So, KN4RJN, I am clear.
I suspect you don't have a problem with the radio. It's just outside interference coming in the antenna. Have a good day. N4VDC will be clear.
sounds like he's got some stray interference coming in there, probably from his computer, since he says the feed line drops down towards the computer, it gets worse, so it must be coming out of his computer someplace. But good hearing you on here this afternoon, Rich. Hope you have a great afternoon, and I'll say 73 to you for now there, young man. N4VDC, KI4DOS.
It's been a while since I've been called a young man, but thank you. Yeah, he needs to put the antenna outside, up on the roof. That will help out. Take it easy. N4VDC.
KI4DOS, KN4RJM. KI4DOS, KN4RJM.
N44NGU, do you need a radio check?
This is KN4RJM, roger that, sir.
Talk a little more for me.
I'm still getting some fairly heavy static when anybody transmits to me, so I thought I had that partially solved. Let me play with this a little bit.
Very copyable and readable, just a little bit of eggs flying in the background. Not totally full quieting, but that would be picky to pick with that, because you sound good.
Can you give me a long count in about 5 seconds?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. W4, never give up.
KN4RJN, radio check, please.
You sound good as before, but you got maybe a tad more white noise on you now.
Calling, keep talking, will you, please?
GU. And I'm about to pull up here and order some supper for my parents, so I'm going to have to sign for just a few minutes. But this is W4NGU. Is that better?
Got to play with this wire a little bit. Got to get down off the ladder. I've got it tacked up to my rafter. What I got to do is straighten it out a little bit. Apparently it's picking up some RF from somewhere. I'm not sure where, but as I did that, he started coming in real clear, so I think I know what I need to do. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You again, are you done? W4NGU.
KN4RJN, radio check, please. KN4RJN, radio check, please.
RJN, this WS4P, you're making the repeater just fine, sir.
KN4RJN, no copy, stand by. KN4RJN, radio check, please.
4RJN, this is WS4P, you sound fine, enter the repeater. Now, I'm over here right outside of Clemson, headed towards Seneca, so I might be in and out.
Sir, I'm happy to report you are coming in loud and clear. I think I got this problem licked, at least for the time being.
You, the station that was on earlier, having some squelch issues?
I think it was so much the squelch as I was picking up some RF from in here somewhere. And I've now got the antenna wire away from everything that could do that, and I think I'm okay now. You're coming in loud and clear. I've got a little bit of white noise in the background, but no more than I usually do.
Yeah, you're getting out just fine, and no problem there. Yeah, it sounds like you're picking up some RFI from your computer or something like that. I guess you're using antenna inside the house, so that can happen.
Well, that's where I had it before, and then I moved it outside, and that's when the problem started, so I brought it back in until I can figure out something else. So I can get the thing up on top of the house, and I think where it's getting in is the connector in the back of the radio is some RF, but while the antenna wire, I put it back up to my ceiling fan, and the wire was just looped down and went close to my desk. So I got it up a up into the rafters and got it away from that. And yeah, you're coming in clear, Isabel.
I'm glad you got it sorted out there. I'm coming up on another stop, so we'll say set before your name here is Al, by the way. Whiskey Sierra 4 Papa. Glad we could help. It's WS4P clear.
Well, name here's John, and check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight at 9 o'clock, and I'll thank you again. Okay, and I am clear.